We've all been there, haven't we? When our clothes are not in the condition we want them to be, you might be getting ready for a big night out and find a giant rip in something you're desperate to wear. But can you fix it yourself? Turns out most of us can't. So some research has been done by the British Heart Foundation, which suggests that lots of people are not able to sew. Donna McGinnigal, who's the retail project manager for the British Heart Foundation, joins me now. Donna, tell us about this research. Loads of people can't sew, can they?
Yeah, loads of people can't sew, me included.
Me too.
I've got to say. But some really surprising statistics released today on National Sewing Machine Day. Almost 60% of us in the UK can't sew, with a quarter of us not even able to replace a button. A favourite of mine, and one I'm definitely guilty of, over half of us ask our mothers to repair our clothing. That's definitely me, you know, strap pings off a dress on a night out and I'm straight round to my mum's the next day to sew it up for me.
It is so true. We do rely on our mums.
Yeah.
Which isn't really a long-term solution, is it? We should all be getting a little bit more grown up and being able to do some of these things ourselves. Are you kind of finding that therefore lots of people are throwing clothes away that maybe that they could sort out?
Yeah, I mean, our survey showed that last year we chucked away 260 million items of clothing because we couldn't repair them ourselves. We spent £2.5 billion on tailoring and paying other people to fix our clothing, and £3.5 billion on replacing items that we couldn't repair ourselves or couldn't get tailored.
I'm going to hold my hands up here, because I went to a wedding the other day and I had to get my suit dry cleaned, and there was a small hole in the seam of my trousers, which if I had any sort of sewing skills, I'm sure I probably could have done, but I don't. So I got it tailored and dry cleaned, and it cost me nearly £30.
Wow.
That's common, isn't it?
It's very common, actually, and you could have just as easily bought a needle and thread and sewn them up yourself. So, you know, it's things like that that guys particularly, I think, ought to be learning how to do. I just think it's a shame. I mean, the upside of that is a lot of stuff ends up in the BHF charity shops, which means that people like me can go in there and buy it and fix it and upcycle it, which is wonderful. That's a great, you know, place for it to end up, as long as it doesn't end up in landfill. And there is huge amounts going into landfill, and that's just madness.
So this is Jax Black, senior costume technician at the London College of Fashion. This is an interesting thing, isn't it? Because actually, if some of us bothered to learn to sew, or took the time to learn to sew and have a go, then we might actually find some treasures in charity shops,
you
might we?
I mean, it's you know, obviously these days it's not easily readable. We used to be taught at school, and that was predominantly girls and not boys. So unless your parents or your mum and dad did do it for you, you didn't learn to sew. But you can these days. You know, there's lots of little private sewing schools out there. LCF itself has an Artscom course on basic sewing skills. But there's YouTube videos and there's basic books. And if you pick something up cheaply in a charity shop or on the high street, you can then play around with it. If the trousers are too long, then you can take them up yourself. It's not difficult, it's just practice.
It's something I clearly need to get my head around, because every example you give is myself in this. Is there a difference between generations on this? Is this something we've lost in the last few years?
I think it's in the last two generations. I absolutely do believe it's, you know, since we've got more fast fashion, which is wonderful. I mean, you know, the shops now are selling stuff. They're not just seasons. There's constant every week. There's something new. And therefore, you don't necessarily need to sew a button on the shirt if one falls off. But every shirt you buy comes provided with a couple of buttons stitched to a label on the inside. So it's there and it's available. And it really wouldn't take very long to learn to do it. And there are, as I say, YouTube videos. You could sit down, needle and thread it. It will even show you how to thread the needle and how to cut the thread. It's that basic. Sew your own button on, fix your shirt yourself. And then if you don't like the shirt anymore because you've gone off of it, that's a different thing. Then you put it in the charity shop and somebody else can love it all over again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you see a difference, Donna, in your shops between the amount of stuff that comes in from different generations?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as part of my role, I visit shops up and down the country, and you know, every single one of them is just jam-packed with treasure and hidden gems, just waiting to be customised and made their own. So it's about creating some unique additions for your wardrobe. You know, you can pick up some great items in our shops really cheaply, which you can then go away and put the icing on the cake by splashing on a bit of glitter and sticking on a few diamantes and you know, getting creative.
And then you're going to have something that nobody else has got, because I know this is a big thing, particularly with the women in my life, where they say they have to have something that nobody else is wearing when they go somewhere. It's mortifying when they find out they're wearing the same as somebody else. So if you can pick something up and learn those basic skills to tweak it and make it unique, that's only a good thing, isn't it?
Exactly. There's nothing worse than going out on a Saturday night and there's another five ladies in the same dress as you.
I love that dress, but so does everybody else.
Yeah.
Tell us about this big event that you've got taking place through July then.
Okay, so it's called The Big Stitch and it's running throughout the month of July, and we're encouraging shoppers to pop into their local BHF shop, pick an item to upcycle, get creative, practice your sewing skills at home. It's a really fun way to experiment with style without breaking the bank.
Fantastic. And maybe, just maybe, you'll find that you've got a passion for it. And then when you get that first compliment from someone, when they say, oh, I like that, where did you get that from?
Yeah.
I made it. You'll love it, won't you?
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And if we can raise some money by buying stuff from charity shops at the same time, then more's the better. Thank you so much, Donna McGingle from British Heart Foundation and Jax Black from the London College of Fashion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.